Hello, my name is Fiona May. I'd like to share a story with you about two hungry mice. There's only one thing keeping them from some tasty cheddar cheese. Will they be able to get it? This version of Belling the Cat is one I've adapted from Aesop's Famous Fables. Two little mice lived in a hole under the cupboards in the sunny kitchen of a cozy cottage. One mouse was gray with sharp black eyes. The other was all black, just like coal. When everything was quiet, the mice would often scurry out and snick, snatch a little something to eat from the kitchen floor or even the counter. They were quite well fed and very happy. But they had to be careful. Humans lived in the cozy house too, and they chased the mice with a broom. And then one day there was another creature in the cottage. It was a cat. The humans called him Harvey. They said he was going to get rid of those mice. Let's listen in and see what the mice are going to do.
George?
Yeah, Martha?
George, I've been thinking. I'd like a nice snack of cheese for myself right now. Oh, I can see it from here, that cheese. It's all orange and smooth and creamy. It's sitting right there on the counter. Can you see it, George?
Yeah, Martha, I can see it. Oh, it's making me drool to just stand here.
I can sort of smell it, too, can you?
That sharp cheddar would melt in my mouth about now. Oh, it wouldn't take much for us to get over there and grab a bite, would it, Martha? That counter's just a hop, a skip, and a jump from our little mouse hole. So, what are we waiting for?
George?
Yeah, Martha?
George, I've been thinking we got ourselves a big problem. Harvey's right outside our hole. See his big white whiskers a-quivering out there? Those hairy ears and that ugly black nose? Oh, and George's claws. Woo!
Yeah, Martha, I see him now, but where did he come from? Gosh, he must have sneaked up on us when we weren't looking. What if one of us had run out to get some of that cheese? We could have got eaten just zap, just like that, running out of the house. Oh.
George?
Yeah, Martha?
George, I've been thinking we could take care of that Harvey once and for all. What if we was to tie a bell around Harvey's neck when he's sleeping? That way he couldn't sneak up on us. Every little move that kitty made, ding-a-ling-a-ling, he'd make noise. I can't believe I never thought of that before. It's such a great idea. Tinkle, tinkle, little bell.
Huh, a bell. But I don't know, there's something not quite right about it. Okay, but I know where there's some ribbon. That's not it. And, I've seen a bell around here somewhere. And, well, I guess it can't be that hard. So, that sounds okay.
So, there you are, Georgie. I've solved our problem. And we can go out for cheese whenever Harvey's not here. It can't be that hard to do. All we have to do is just climb on up, and boom, it's all done.
Martha.
Yeah, George.
Martha, that is a great idea and all. It's so simple. And we'd always be safe, but Martha, I got just one tiny question. Who's gonna, you know, do that? Tie that belt around the big old cat? You or me?
And that, my friends, brings us to the moral of our story. Talking bravely is one thing. Doing something brave is quite another. Some of you may know a related proverb, an old saying about how people act. A man is judged by his deeds, not by his words. Thank you for listening.